This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council had expected at this body meeting for the Brazilians to announce the extent of the damages which they would seek countermeasures, but they did not. Part of the countermeasure is a fixed amount at $147 million specific to the operation of the U.S. Cotton Program. The damages awarded to the Brazilians from the operation of the Export Credit Guarantee Program are actually derived from a formula established by the arbitration panel.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
2005, the data the panel used in its exercise of this formula produced a number of only about $147 million, and we had anticipated that perhaps they would announce that today, but they did not. It is the case that earlier in November, Brazil did identify 222 items that are imported from the U.S. Brazil would consider as potential targets for countermeasures under this case. But they have not announced any countervailing measures against those products, nor have they established the extent to which they will claim countermeasures under this case.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The next steps in this case are now really up to, well, both Brazil and the United States. Brazil can obviously exercise its award now on a timeline as it sees fit. At the same time, the United States has said to the Brazilians they're willing to be talking in a bilateral negotiation if Brazil wants to consider such. And of course, the last measure that the U.S. could undertake would be to seek another compliance panel and demonstrate compliance. Now, while that compliance panel is deliberating, Brazil still has its right for the application of countermeasures until a compliance panel would perhaps rule that the U.S. has come in compliance and Brazil no longer has the right.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We believe that in the case, specifically with those 34 other organizations, that the administrative and legislative changes to the GSM Export Credit Guarantee Program that have been put in place since 2005 have put that program in compliance. In cotton's case in particular, we also feel that there have been a number of changes in the marketplace and in the U.S. program in the 2008 Farm Bill that should be considered by a compliance panel and would be judged to have brought the program into compliance.